Come on in, pour yourself some gin. Have a drink, hear those ice cubes clink. Welcome to Pinot Noir.
Spotty Johnson, private eye and public nuisance, is known for piercing deductions and questionable decision making. Night falls and the booze flows.
Another rainy night in San Citysville. Seemed like all the nights were rainy these days. I poured myself a drink.
Glug, 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 glug.
You know, this city's a cold bitch. If I'd learned anything in the last 4 years, I'd learned that. One moment, she's in your lap, telling you things you only dream about dames telling you. Next, she's pissing in your beer and giving you the runaround when all you wanted was the time of day. I'd spent my life in this city, scratching out the meanest kind of existence. She turned her back on me the day I turned in my badge. The coldest kind of bitch. Dame troubles. It seemed like I always had dame troubles.
Hello?
And the devil shall appear.
I'm looking for Detective Spotty Johnson's office.
You're a looker, all right. You found me. Trouble always found me, and this broad was no exception. Her legs were longer than a line at the Gentlemen's Club on a Friday night. Seemed to go on for miles. Like majestic redwoods or that one skyscraper in Dubai.
My name is Miranda Van.
Her name was Miranda Van.
And I need your help, Detective Johnson.
Call me Spotty.
They say you're the hardest dick in town. They say you'll take any case.
Do they also say I'll take cash?
I can pay if that's your concern.
My concern is why a dame like you is hanging around a part of town like this at the time of the part of the night town. Where's your husband, Mrs. Vandergams?
If I knew, I wouldn't be here, Detective Johnson.
Told you to call me Spotty.
I don't have time for games, Detective. My husband Danny is missing, and I know he's in a bad way. If you don't help him, I don't know if I'll ever see him again.
What kind of bad way?
Gambling debts. He'd never tell me how much he'd lost, but I knew it was more than we had. He'd bet the house, but, Detective, we live in an apartment complex.
Gambling, the civilized man's vice. It sounded like Danny had doubled down on trouble, and now he was in the hole.
You just gotta help me, Detective. The police say Danny's just run off and they won't help me. I don't have anywhere else to turn.
I wasn't much for domestics. It sounded like this disappearing act could just as easily be a way for Mr. Fanagams to skip out on his wife without the hassle of telling her he'd met someone new. Then again, Vandergams wasn't the first disappearance I'd heard about lately. Men were vanishing from the streets without a trace, and I'd been looking for an excuse to rough up some answers. I'll do what I can, Mrs. Vandergams. Can I call you a cab?
You can call me Miranda. I'll walk. I think the rain's letting up, and I'm close by, at the Regal on 14th and Lexington.
And so she left. She left something behind, a certain essence. That damn scent that the choicest honey seemed to buy special to inflict on the rest of us. But there was something else there, too. Desperation? Fear? Funyuns? It was impossible to tell. I poured myself another drink.
Glug, 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 glug.
Dame trouble. It never ends. I knew there was only one person in town besides Danny Vandergams himself who could tell me what sort of trouble he was in. Benny the Squeak, a direct line to the underworld in San Citysville. Give Benny a bucket of mismatched Legos and he'd find the 2x4 you need. And it sounded like Danny Vandergams had hit the bricks.
Get over me, man!
Stop squeaking, Benny!
Listen, pal, I swear I don't know nothing!
Stop a squeaker, you'll be eating my Academy ring for dinner.
How now, boys? When's it my turn to dance?
Spotty Johnson, what the hell are you doing here?
Could I ask you the same, Booker? You done roughing out my date there?
One ticket is enough, thanks.
Quiet, Benny. Grown-ups are talking. Granted, it had been a while since I talked to Booker Badgley, officer with the Sand City's Police Law Department. I'm left the PD on great terms with anyone, and Booker was no exception. Frankly, the man probably wouldn't mind having my kidneys hanging on the wall next to his academy diploma, but I kept some sensitive information quiet from the department. Our boy Booker had a way of losing himself in the bottom of a bottle. We had a truce of sorts, and a man on the right side of the law, even a soggy one, could come handy.
You got business with this dirtbag?
I do. Why don't you take a walk, Capo? I think I'm onto something big and you'll want to end up on the right side of it.
Well, I don't want to get left. You'll cut me in when it gets out of hand, won't you?
Shouldn't be more than a one-hand job, Bookie boy. See ya.
Good luck getting Bunny to spill.
He ain't a glass of water. I only need him to squeak. How's things, Benny?
Better when the blues ain't all over me.
Those blues don't have a clue. But you're right about town, ain't you, Benny? You ever heard of a man named Danny Vandergams?
Who hasn't? There ain't a man in the Tri-City area who doesn't know that name. It's right on the IOUs they're holding.
And who has the biggest ticket to collect?
Take your pick, Spotty. The list is longer than my...
rap sheet?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, the man's gone missing. I've got an anxious little lady over at the Regal who'd like to have him back in one piece.
She might have to pick a favorite piece. One of the students at Vandergams crossed the Pink Lady.
The Pink Lady?
You heard me.
I heard you, but I don't speak rat. Who is this dame?
Nobody knows, but all I know is you cross her, you don't cross nobody no more.
Really?
Uh-huh, because you'd be crossed off her list, if you get my meaning.
Yeah, I got it.
Like she kills you.
Yeah, so where can I find this Pink Lady?
Come on, Spotty, I don't know everything. All I know is she gets her feed from Lil' Bill Dilly.
Lil' Bill Dilly. I might have known. Ran one of the most notorious pile of dice in San Citiesville. He owned more souls in this sin-forsaken God City than the devil. But he greased the palms of the PD so much he came out prettier than St. Peter. The only question was where to find him.
You'll find him at the lounge parades.
I'll find him at the lounge parades. Everybody who passes through the lounge parades finds themselves at the bottom of a bottle at least once. I myself have spent many a night with my face in the business end of a crapper. Waxy tables and a one-eyed bartender who wouldn't give you so much of a soda water unless he freshed him about a bell lake. This place had like 2 stars on Yelp and half a dollar sign. But it was always open. I sat at the bar.
What's your poison?
This bartender looked pretty green. Fresh-faced, bright-eyed. You can tell she still believed in things. Where's that old one-eyed monster, Carlisle?
Carlisle's on a break. I can get you what you need.
Now there's something I'd like to see.
I'll tell you what, unless you want your drink as weak as that pickup line, you better order up and stop with the flim-flam.
I like a woman who speaks her mind. I like a woman who speaks her mind. You know, I'm jonesing for a pink lady.
Gin and Pepto with a twist of lime coming right up. On the rocks.
Is that a real drink? Okay, rumor has it there's a dame around here that goes by that name.
If you mean Barefoot Rosé, she goes on a 10. Otherwise, you'd better stop asking questions about a pink lady.
You're a funny gal, but I'm serious. I'm looking for a missing, maybe murdered man.
A missing, maybe murdered man mystery, huh? Hell of a headline.
I was beginning to suspect this dame wasn't a regular bartender. What's that you say about a headline, huh? What's your name, kid?
Name's Moxie. Moxie Martin. Listen, pal, I'm the lead investigative reporter for the San Citiesville Gazette, and I'm in pursuit of a hot lead. People have been going missing all over the city. Disappearances connected to the Pink Lady. My sources led to Lil' Bill Dilly, but the trail's gone cold as an icy hot patch during the icy part.
Did you talk to Billy himself?
Turns out he's slipperier than a greasy weasel on linoleum. Real slick.
Ain't nobody too slick for this dick. I headed over to the corner where Bill Dilly was holding court. Billy wasn't a big man. Lil, you might say. But damn, could he pull off pinstripes. I palmed a couple of bills to the bruiser he had up front and sat down at his poker game. I felt like Daniel in the lion's den sitting down at that table. Billy's boys outnumbered me 7-1, but I couldn't turn back now. Buy me a drink, sailor.
I ain't never seen a boat in my life. Beat it.
Look, Billy, I just got a few questions. I'm running after rumors of a lady pink lady. Fuck. Look, Billy, I just got a few questions. I'm running after rumors of a pink lady. You wouldn't know anything about her, would you?
That pig, she ain't worth my bacon.
Interesting. Was the pink lady an ex-flame? A rival? Someone out for Dilly's reputation?
This dick's poking around where he don't belong. See,
Spotty Johnson, P.I.
Johnson, you got 5 seconds to convince me I shouldn't light you up like my Bubby's menorah.
How's this? Next round's on me, boys. Merry fucking Hanukkah.
Lemon drop.
Bill Dilly would never crack, but after a few rounds, I bet his gang would turn into eggshells. Too bad Denny Vanagams ain't here. Man had a poker face easier to read than a James Patterson novel.
I miss that guy.
Hey, shut your mouth, putz.
Johnson, phone call.
It was the bartender, Carlisle. Not now, Carlisle.
It's a dame. Sounds real torn up.
Dame troubles, eh?
Is there any other kind? Just when I was about to get some answers. I headed over to the phone behind the bar.
Spotty, where are you?
I'm hot on the trail of your better half.
Well, this half might be in a heap of trouble. I've got a tail.
Get it removed. I know a guy.
No, I'm telling you somebody's following me, Spotty. I'm scared.
You still at the Regal?
For now.
Lock the doors and close the windows. I don't care if Oprah shows up. You don't let anybody in until I get there. Miranda was more shook up than a secondhand maraca. I raced over there on the double. Chomped my way past her doorman.
Hey, what's that over there?
Good. And called the elevator to her apartment. Miss Vandergams. Miranda? Toots? No way Miranda would let me get away with calling her Toots. It was time for drastic measures. I kicked down the door. Great spot. The joint was wrecked. Bloodier than a rare steak and nowhere near as appetizing. A Ming vase lay shattered on the carpet, which had been a cream color before the blood turned it scarlet. Her tasteful West Elm end table was flipped over, signs of a struggle. Bloody footprints led to the window. It was a classic murder scene in every way but one. No body. If Miranda was still alive, she wouldn't be for long. Gah! Miranda! Even putting my fist through her liquor cabinet wouldn't make me feel better. Only one thing could do that. Damn it. She trusted me. She'd come to me when she had nowhere left to turn, and I'd hung her out to dry like last week's laundry. Shit, I gotta do laundry. It was time. Time to call in Booker and the Chief.
It's time for Carlisle's Cocktail of the Day. Today's special, the Dirty Laundry. First, get your iced highball glass. Now, suck on a lime for a second. Alright, put a bunch of grapes in your mouth. Okay now. 2 shots of vodka, then take 3 swigs of triple sec, or 4 shots of double sec, or whatever. I don't care what kind of sex you have. Filter it all in my brother-in-law's toupee. Now spit that lime out into the glass, but keep the grapes up in there. Now enjoy. That's the Dirty Laundry.
Whiskey's all run dry. Time to say goodbye. This has been